views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Hello, everyone. This is Leslie Fontaine. This is a day for sheer alchemy. This is a day that we can change, and some of us are really feeling it. Some of us really want something to shift, move, transform, so that we can move on. If you've been feeling stuck and immobile and not really feeling the energy to step into what you always wanted to do, then today's the show for you. There's a lot of us going through a lot of changes, a lot of difficult experiences with the energies right now. And I meet so many people who just have no idea how much they gift to the world, no idea how much they give of their energy and of their strength and of their spiritual essence to either hold space, be generous with the collective. Some of you are just knocked sideways. And if I'm talking to you, then stay on the show today. And we're going to talk a bit about our destiny. And, you know, it used to be we would say perhaps, well, when I feel better, then I'll think about my destiny. When I feel better, I'll think about my goals or my purpose or going and doing something. Today, I just don't feel it. Okay. And so today's a bit of a challenge to go into that place. Now, I am one of those that can completely get knocked sideways by the energies. And it's really hard to accept sometimes. I know a lot of you would agree because you feel like, gosh, you know, I can't stay like this. I've got to get stuff done. And so what do you do in those places? And how do you come out? And how do you know it's time to come out? You know, I get asked often, is it procrastination? Am I self-sabotaging? Am I standing in my own way? Well, I'm going to help you figure that out today. Because you do have a purpose. You do have a destiny. You do have a reason on the planet. You came through on purpose, parents of yours, into the country in which you live, into the city, into the houses, into the places that you have been and experienced on purpose. And it's amazing. Point. You know, I did an amazing, I'm going to call it an experience, several years ago with the angels. And I had the angels and the Ascended Masters walk through every step of my life, every point, every experience that I could recall. Okay, I can't remember everything. It was transformational. And I would challenge you to do that, to just get in a kind of a quieter meditative place sometime in the next few weeks or months and ask the angels and ascended masters to walk through your life path with you. It is going to shift and transform how you view and see those experiences. And I'm not trying to sugarcoat anything. You know that I would not do that. But what I'm saying is there's an elevated view of your life. There's an elevated view and perspective of what's going on, why you're here. And we can get so locked into 3D, so locked into what we're seeing in front of us, why isn't this working? Very short-term view. It's almost like the SEC, right? They give you a quarter to get your earnings up. Well, sometimes it takes longer than that to either build up the energy, build up the customer base, build up the products. And a quarter just is very short-sighted. So don't get short-sighted about your experience. If you're struggling right now with some blocks and interferences to finances, health, relationships, drawing in same energetic patterns over and over again, don't be impatient with what it takes to move these out. I talk often about having an attachment, maybe even being in love with some of our blocks. And this isn't a diss on anyone. I can have my own. It's that they protect us. They keep us in a safe place, because if we were to step out into our power, if we were to step out into that intention, that destiny, that purpose, we are taking on something that will be resting on our own shoulders, that will be about us. And the next thought so many of us have is, well, what if I fail? So let's not confuse destiny and failure and success. Okay. Destiny is like a path. And any entrepreneur, any great leader, anyone who, created things, of course, Edison's always the stereotypical favorite of the 5,000 times to create the light bulb, right? What you are experiencing that you might categorize as success and failure often comes from a filter within your life experience, whether it's from family or teachers or culture or bosses. And we let these energies affect our energy field, and then they sort of cloud and provide a filtered perspective on whether we're being successful or not. Or someone can say something that hurts our feelings and gets us a bit discouraged, makes us feel dismissed. And who knows what's going on with them, but often it's about them and not us, but we allow it to affect our field. So let's take a look at these parts of us that have to do with our destiny, separate them from the concepts of success and failure, and just the 3D moment-to-moment experiences we're having. You can live life on a much grander scale. It is amazing how great life can be. I think right now, before we go to the break or anything like that, pick something that has been coming up for you to step into, to create. Okay, the big one, the big picture. And allow yourself to bring in the intuitive ideas, the inspired thoughts, and hold it, okay? Before that next thought comes in of how are you going to do that? Where are you going to get the money? Who's going to help you? How are you going to get support? I can't do it now with all this going on. Before any of that comes in and shuts you down, please take the time right now to allow that inspired idea to come into your field. We're creating a sacred space right now for all of you. We're creating a very powerful, nurturing space of intention for you. And so just notice what is coming to you, and also the vibration of it, and be excited it's coming up.
Diane Robbins, published author and channel, connects our hearts to the hearts of beings in advanced civilizations as she taps into the cosmos. We are living in important times now as we merge our consciousness with these of other realms and raise our vibration and awaken to who we are and why we are here. Learn to live in unconditional love. visit DianeRobbins.com today and immerse yourself in the many books, newsletters, and channeling Diane has to offer.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you ready to start winning at the game of life? Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, is here to help you reach places and goals that you never thought possible. Lynn is an intuitive healer with a specialized background in financial healing. She combines her intuitive nature and her wholesome approach to financial planning. To learn more about her financial planning services, contact her personally at letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And if the wind is right, you can find the joy of innocence again.
Oh, the candies can do miracles.
Just you wait and see and believe.
And we're back after some technical difficulty. Apologize for that. But let's give out the number again for calling in. It's 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And we are talking about stepping into your destiny, and sometimes even when you don't feel like it. This is Leslie Fontaine. As always, we talk about sheer alchemy. What is alchemy? Alchemy is the transformation, transmutation of energy. And we can do this. We can transmute karma. We don't have to be stuck in a lot of this stuff that's, you know, around us. Now, some of us are choosing situations and circumstances that keep us locked down, okay? And there is no judgment about this. You guys know me enough about this to know. The question is, are you ready to release some of these places that you're locked down in? Whether it's relationships that are fairly negative, job situations that are difficult and negative. The reason we hold on to these, we all know this, is because of familiarity, safety, comfort. We don't have to stretch. We don't have to step into something new and not know how it's going to turn out. The devil we know versus the devil we don't. All that stuff. We know this. All of us have these things that show up to get uncovered. The next thing that happens is source betrayal. Nobody wants to talk about this. I'm going to talk about it. And this has to do with, well, God, if you're real, why didn't you help me when? Why didn't you rescue me during that insane abuse I suffered through? So source isn't, you know, reacting to your blame, all right? It's hard to comprehend the higher levels of unconditional love that stream in through the light frequencies that we're working with, whether that light frequency is through the rays, the ascended masters, archangels, healing teams, light beings. I mean, many of you have had profound experiences with that. The
level of unconditional love we barely comprehend. We only really understand human love, or conditional love for that matter. And so we transfer that to Source, because how could Source have allowed, you know? And I don't get into that. The thing is that this is about not stepping into all that you are, because you don't think anything will be there for you, that you will just be dropped like a hot potato and you will have no support. You will be completely alone. What does that sound like? It sounds like abandonment. Sounds like betrayal. Sounds like being dismissed. Sounds like a lot of codependent agreements with loved ones. If I do this for you, will you do that for me? These are all deals we make. So some of these have such low vibrational frequency that we can't step into our better selves, all right? So when I bring up the idea of stepping into destiny and you feel this, you know, tight space and anxiety in your chest and in your solar plexus, makes sense, right? Because we're talking about you, just you, stepping into something, and then that feeling that no one else will support you. So many people I work with are doing things alone, and we've been taught that doing things alone is a problem. Doing things alone is just the worst thing ever. Think about that truly, and whether it is or isn't. Again, back to the filters. Okay, so this is what we're talking about today, is the stuff that gets in the way of our destiny. And I hope before the break, if you were able to hear through all that technical stuff, that you connect with that destiny idea you had, that intention, that dream, that business, that idea, the desire to move to another city, a new relationship that you want to attract and draw in. And you know, some of us who go, well, what'll happen to what I have if I reach for that? Isn't that an amazing thing? At first, we think we're not powerful at all. And then the moment we contemplate changing our circumstances, we realize how powerful we truly are. It's incredible. And we go, oh, my God, what if that really happens? And that is the moment that you know it will happen. If you really put yourself into it, this is where we reel ourselves back in. This is where we pull back and we go, oh no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to step into that. If I'm talking to you, then I want you to make note of all of these messages that are coming up for you right now, all of these feelings and awarenesses you're having in your field, because typically we have pulled back at the same place over and over and over again. This is what I call same energy, different outfit. This is not a new block. This is not a new place, but it's coming up again today for you. And it's coming up for you to step into your destiny. And don't get your eyes on all this success and failure business, okay? This is old stuff. I talk often, and this is a totally different show that we can talk about this. But when these wounds and fears show up, they are showing up on purpose to ask you, are you ready to release this? Are you ready to let it go? And that is where the core wounds step in and start causing us to want to hold back on the dream and destiny. So we can't walk around telling ourselves, oh, I don't know what my destiny is. I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know who I am. I am not sure I can do this. We need to stop that language, because it's sort of an excuse. And I want to challenge you today to reconnect with the dream, reconnect with the desire. And, you know, some of you are going to say, I don't know what my dream is. I don't know what my desire is. So let me give you a little hint on some of how this shows up for us, all right? Let's say we don't really have this concrete view of our destiny or our dream. Often, the way it can show up is through intuitive guidance. It can show up through an inspired idea. I used to call it aisle 13 in the grocery store. You know, you get this idea, I need to go to the grocery store. I don't need anything. No, you need to go. I don't need anything. And we start arguing. So we go. Go to aisle 13. I don't need any beans. Go to aisle 13. I don't need any beans. You go to aisle 13 and there's somebody there, someone that you connect with, someone that maybe you haven't seen in years, or a brand new person or a new conversation. And this starts to create the next thing, and then the next thing, and then the next thing. How these things show up, I have no idea in terms of our personal makeup, you know, if it's that we can't handle the big idea and we would quit before we started, or what it is. But a lot of times our dreams and desires are showing up through the intentional and inspired ideas that come into our lives, into our minds, and we have to listen. We have to step into it. So what came to you today? What came to you last week? And if you haven't been doing it, at least write these down, you know, because after a while it starts to build a picture, starts to show you who you are, what you're doing, what you're missing. And a lot of times that's where our fun is. That's where our joy is. That's where the excitement is. Sometimes, you know, perhaps as a child, perhaps, you know, in our young adulthood, we would get super excited and somebody would say, "What have you got to be so happy about?" So, you know, we would almost shy away from that excitement, pull back, you know, come back into reasonableness, look a little more stern, dampen it down so that we didn't look like we were off the wall and too happy. Isn't that strange? Because so many people I work with, I want to be happy. I want joy. Okay, well, this is taking you into that wound where you started to shut it all down. And your inspired ideas start to create excitement. They start to create an energy about them. And sometimes we can feel overwhelmed by it. It's almost too much, right? And so we pull back. It's like, oh my gosh, this energy is too much. I'm not sure I can handle it. Again, our inner child is coming in on this one and going, oh no, pull back on that. That's a little much. Hear the voices, ancestral, family line, you know, if it's super intense, it's past lifetime. So think about all this that I'm sharing with you. Listen to this show again, because this is a lot of nuggets for you to take a look at your inspiration, your desire, your purpose, your destiny, why you're here, what you're doing, what you've held back on. It's never too late. This idea that, oh, you're going to miss your window. No, not really. Because Source is just hugely sympathetic and understanding. It'll come back around. These things are showing up for your healing. They're not showing up for you to be a millionaire and to be super successful and have all of these lower level achievements and accoutrements. You know, these things are showing up to raise your vibration, to step you into a higher version of yourself. And if you missed it yesterday, you know what? You can say yes today. It's really interesting how so many of us, either coming from religious backgrounds, have shut down and said, okay, it's either A or B, right or wrong, up or down, left or right. And Source is not like that. That is so 3D. Source has such unlimited, multidimensional methods, infinite resources to create for us, with us. So don't limit how things show up in your life by how you have figured it out. It's got to happen. If it doesn't happen this way, you know, it's not going to happen. Well, you have just knocked out about 99% of the ways that your dream and desire can show up for you. All right. So let's take a look again. The number is 800-930-2819. And we are talking about planting the seeds of your destiny and how sometimes those seeds don't seem to grow fast enough and become that beautiful flower and become a manifestation of what you planted. Maybe you've gotten impatient. Maybe you've decided, oh my gosh, maybe it's not for me. What made you decide that it's not for you? There's a few things that can happen. You either don't really want what you say you want, and that often is the case. I've worked with a lot of people. By the time we get done in a session, that's just not what I want at all. I want this. That's okay. Sometimes we've carried other people's ambitions for us. Other people's failures have become somehow our obligation to fulfill for them. Your life is not to be loaned to other people. Your life is to live powerfully in your own soul essence. I know I'm talking to some people today. I really do. I hope you listen to this over and over and allow it to speak to you so that you understand where your blocks and interferences are. And I would love to work with you. I would love to help you step into all that you are. And let's clear out this stuff that's showing up today, all right? You are phenomenal. You are a gift to the planet. You have some beautiful energy, and maybe it's gotten clouded over. Maybe it's just, you know, not showing up the way you wanted. But you know deep down that in that miserable situation you're in that moment, like right now, get very intentional. Draw in that idea and say yes to that move, to that relationship, to that job, to whatever is showing up for you. Whatever is showing up, just say yes right now. And you're going to feel a giddiness. You're going to feel it, you might translate it into the word fear, and I would really like you to not do that. But just allow that anxiety, that excitement, that anticipation to come in. And see what it feels like and realize right now in the yes. And I promise you, when Source guides in a direction for you to fully step into all that you are, it does not harm others. We get immediately that if we leave a situation, we're abandoning our loved ones and abandoning our bosses. No. Source is just ultimately unconditional love. All right? That means for good of all involved. Everyone has the chance to step into all that they are. Sometimes because we're holding on to other people, we hold them back. Let's release them. That is the most loving thing to do. Will they struggle? Probably. But you know what? The struggle will get them into following their own path and not relying on you to make it easier for them. And that'll be a good thing. And you'll have more energy freed up to step into all that you are. So if you're interested in doing any work with me, please check out my website, lesliefontaine.com, LesliefontaineNe.com. And I do free consultations. Give me a call. We can talk about whether we can work together. And I hope during this break, you are taking a little time to think about what's been showing up for you and saying yes. We'll be right back.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA Psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
The 25th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, Remember Who You Are, Honoring Ourselves, We Heal the World, is this February 16th through the 20th. WOW is calling for women to gather. This is the time for women to step into our power, support each other, share our stories, empower our dreams, and build leaders for our community and the next generation of women. Join us for life-changing, intimate workshops on diverse topics such as music, dance, art, sexuality, relationships, healing, goddess wisdom, life purpose, and more. Join us and be witnessed, valued, and inspired to discover your purpose and share your stories. WOW is one of the longest-running women's spirituality conferences in the world. You can register for individual events or enjoy the whole weekend. This February 16th through the 20th, visit womenofwisdom.org.
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of The Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, ELAINE.com.
We are back. This is Leslie Fontaine. We are talking about sheer alchemy. And if you're interested in doing any work today or perhaps, you know, reaching out to me, first of all, for the show, it's 800-930-2819. And then if you want to reach out to me about working together, it's LeslieFontaine.com. Or you can write me at Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com, and that's LeslieFontaine.com. I am about to hit the road here. I am starting my spring cycle, so I am going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina, February 25th and 26th at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo. I'll be speaking and doing sessions, and March 4th and 5th, I'll be doing the same in Chicago. And then March 17th through 18th, I've got a three-day extravaganza for those of you in the Northwest in Portland. I will be doing two workshops, one at the Ortho Healing Center in Milwaukee and at the New Renaissance Bookshop. And if you're interested in any of that, you can send me some information or just your email and I will get this information to you. And I'll be doing 3 days of sessions as well for my clients there in Portland. I love Portland. And then March 26th, I will be at the Emerald Spiral Show here in Seattle. April 9th and 10th, back to Cincinnati. So those of you there in Columbus and Akron and Dayton, you can find me in Cincinnati. It's a great show. It's a great location there in Sharonville. And then April 28th through May 1st, I will be back in the U.S. In London. I will be staying for 2 weeks doing sessions and the Mind, Body, Spirit Festival there. So it's going to be a busy, busy time, but it will be great to see everyone again in person. So one more thing I wanted to tell you about. I am doing something called Meditation Mondays, and it is every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central, 7 Mountain. And Meditation Mondays is a 30-minute meditational clearing. It's dial-in, and you just get yourself hands-free. You're welcome to join. And again, write me, and I will send you connective information about that. I had to expand my phone line to accommodate so many people that were joining. So definitely let me know if you'd like to participate. It's an incredible way to clear out the energies of last week and get clear on what you're stepping into this week. And it's always tremendous how your spirit knows what you're ready to shift and what you're ready to clear. So do reach out to me at Leslie@LeslieFontaine.com. So there we go. Before we went to the break, we were once again getting clear about how to come out of the fog that is holding us back from stepping into our destiny. So another piece of doing that is getting really clear about our destiny, about what's showing up for us. And keep a few things in mind. When we have a dream or a desire or something that shows up, it can be overwhelming, right? I mean, it's big. You know, it could be big, like, you know, I need to create a business. There are a myriad of things that go into creating a business, right? So the very first thought would be, who, me? How am I going to do that? Who do I know? Who's going to help me? Where would I do it? We start getting all bogged down with these details. You've heard me say it before, and I say it again. The first answer is yes. You don't get into the, well, how's that going to happen? Who's going to help me? Don't do that. Say yes. All right. So here you are in your kind of, you know, difficult space, and you get honest with yourself again. You go, what's coming up for me to do? And, you know, bring in some of the light beings right now. And let's do that, right? Let's bring in some beautiful light beings right now, ascended masters, healing teams, loved ones. And a lot of you already are just feeling it. It's starting to give you a lot of comfort. That's beautiful. Some of you are so fast. Don't be worried if you're not feeling this instant clearing. It's okay. But now just really allow that idea to sit, okay? Don't dismiss. Don't push it away. Don't tell yourself, oh, not now, I'm too depressed. Just let it sit with you for a minute. A minute's a long time. And just feel all of the energy of this desire, this dream. How it feels. Notice where little tight places come up in your field. And just ask yourself, am I willing to let that go? Now, your lazy part, your depressed part might say, no, I want to stay exactly where I am on this couch in front of the TV, and I don't want to move. Okay? It's okay to tell on ourselves. So now just try to go to a higher elevation place in your spirit. Okay? Go a little higher. And now allow yourself to say yes. And ask yourself, am I ready to release any of these things that are tying me down, bogging me down? And you know what they are, so get specific for yourself. Are you ready to release the relationship where the conversation is at a low level? And I have some secrets on that whole topic. Releasing the energy of poverty. Releasing any of the wounds about you not being good enough, smart enough, wise enough, good with money, whatever it is, okay? Just say, yes, I'm ready to release that. And just allow yourself to totally yield to the idea of what's coming up for you. Nice. And so as we continue to say yes, things start to show up. Ideas, concepts. Get the pad and paper out. Start making notes. See what's coming up for you. Don't get over logical about it. Just write down what's coming to you. This is a really powerful thing to do. And then the challenge after you've gotten enough of the ideas, and I promise you, once you've said yes to this, they're going to come all day long. The challenge is not to dismiss any of them, to judge any of them, to start asking them to make sense in your finite, limited mind. Because these are coming from higher mind, okay? This is coming from a higher place. I've had to learn so much about not dismissing what comes to me. And what the reasons I would dismiss things might be, well, they don't really like me. Well, they're not going to say yes. Well, why would they let me do this? Or, you know, and so notice all of this stuff that comes up. And this stuff is coming up because it's time for me to heal that thing, right? So I release that out and I go, you know what? I'm not going to let that be my block. So to make the phone call or to step into the idea that came to you, we then now bring in the masters and the archangels, and we ask them to go with us into this thing. You know, they do not force their way into our lifestyle. They come upon request. So invite them. Specifically. Oh, there you go. So now some of you are feeling what this is like for you. Now your energy is shifting. Whatever was lower vibrationally is now moving up. Some of you are feeling a lot coming out of the back of your neck, out of the top of your crown, Beautiful. If something's coming up and you're hesitant to say yes. So here's the secret. When we release, we don't quit loving. We don't quit making money. We don't quit having a house to live in. We learned along the way that saying yes to our path meant being kicked out of our homes, losing our relationships, and being thrown out on the street without a job. Where we learned that is at the hands of parents, society, church, synagogue, wherever we were. We learned these fearful messages. These are coming up right now for you to heal. And we don't lose our loved ones because we choose to evolve. Some of us are mistakenly staying in our wounds and in a place of self-sabotage because we are afraid that stepping into our truth and into our power and into our essence and into our dreams will mean that we no longer have loved ones, a place to live, money, job. That is not the case, okay? Not the case. So take a look at some of that. If it's really extreme, I'd love to work with you and help you through some of this, all right? You know what I'm talking about as I'm sharing this with you. Some of you are getting triggers all over the place, and this is a great moment. Don't shut it down. This is a good thing that they're coming up. Some of us run away from the pain. We're terrified. I want you to make a note of what's showing up. Pay attention. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about what to do next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's DanaCanetto.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Like dolphins can swim.
And we are back. This is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy. We are wanting to transform and transmute some of the old energies so that we can step into all that we are. You know, don't confuse getting famous and being, you know, a millionaire and, you know, all these versions you've learned about success and confuse that with your destiny and your purpose. And I don't mean by that that your destiny and your purpose can't make you wealthy and you're going to find your perfect mate and all that. That's not what I'm saying. But if you get bogged down with that, that's an opportunity right there to heal. Because something's coming up for you about either living the life someone else told you was what you're supposed to do, you know, get real, this is the real world, go get a job. So you gave up your art and you gave up your music and you gave up your dance and you just hate life, okay? So it's really hard for us after we've had that beaten into us to then look at stepping into our passions as if it's even possible or we're going to make a living. The beliefs are set. You know, the information is locked into our field. So that's why these things are energetic. You know, we have to look at our field and we have to choose whether we're going to clear this out. Because the next thought about your dream is, well, how am I going to do it? And isn't this a perfect example of where we thought, well, that must mean I'm going to have to do it alone. See, when we gave up on our dance and we gave up on our music and we gave up on our writing the book, that was at a time when we really thought we needed everyone else's support to do it. We didn't have the wherewithal or the ideas of how am I going to do this by myself. I mean, there are some amazing stories of 16 and 17-year-olds that go, well, I'm going to do what I want to do, and off to New York they went, you know, and that's great. But not all of us are like that, right? A lot of us have been pretty beaten down or, you know, our fields are very porous. So it doesn't mean we can't turn this around, change, and begin something new. So when these new ideas are showing up, you are now an adult. You are not that child. You've probably been doing a whole lot in your life already as a grown-up. I mean, you probably cook your own meals, drive your own car, take care of your responsibilities. You are really pretty capable. You're not that same child, but that child energy is still with us, still driving the bus, and we have to mature the inner child. And we have to show the inner child that we're going to take care of him or her. Does this make sense? So there's a lot of things that we want to look at in our field that could be bogging us down that are no longer relevant. These are things that are very meaningful to us, and it's time to resuscitate and revive them. All right? So think about all of these things that are coming up for you, the things that matter to you the most, why you gave them up, why you chose not to step into all that you are. And now ask yourself, do I want to do it? Now, if you've waited 40 years and you were a dancer 40 years ago, it may be that there's still some form of the art that you want to step into. All right. So this is the example of dreams that transform. I did hear an amazing story of this woman who's in her 90s who had such a beautiful flow of dance that this dance choreographer chose to create dance around her, and she did a lot of it with a chair and balancing with walls and using light. So don't limit things because of your finite ability to conceive of how to do something. This is how inspiration works. Inspiration is coming from the highest places to give you amazing ideas of how to create. And you're going, well, I don't know anyone else doing that. Well, of course you don't, because this is an inspired idea. Isn't that great? This is something that no one else is doing. You know, sometimes I'm doing work and I don't even know what to call it. I don't know a lot of people that do what I do in my sessions. I don't have a name for it that I know everybody else gets. So you have something in you. Ideas are coming to you. And if you dismiss it right away, then you are not allowing yourself to step into the opulence and the grandeur of source energy, of the light beings, of the amazing universe that is available to you to support you and help you step into all that you are. I am so excited for some of you because light bulbs are going off, thoughts and ideas are coming to you, and I want to hold that space for you today. I want to truly lend energy to you and hold that space for you today to create the magnificence that you are. And you are going to get such an amazing sense of what is future, what is past, what is parallel in your field experience. It's just going to be phenomenal. If you planted a seed 2 years ago and you're saying, nothing's happening, I trusted the law of attraction, I trusted this, I thought I was working, nothing's happened, I would challenge you to take a look in your field about where you stopped yourself, where you rationalized, where you explained to source, it's got to happen this way, otherwise I can't let go of my current circumstances. Take a look, be honest, and if you need help with this, again, I'd love to help you. So now we start creating, right? We start creating that destiny. We watch these seeds start to grow because now you're sprinkling them with some divine light, some beautiful, beautiful translucent water that is going to bring your dreams and desires into fruition. And release any of the old beliefs about success and failure, good and bad, right and wrong, is it too late, all that stuff. Let it go. All right. It's not too late. Source is wise enough to create circumstances that work for you today. If someone's told you you're too old to do something, or it's too late, or you don't have the education, you are completely missing how divine inspiration comes. You are not a mistake. So let it come today. I can't say this enough. Let it drain into you today. Write it down. And if you want to have a consultation and talk about it just to see how it feels and how it resonates, give me a call. You can also call me at 678-665-3366. Write me at leslie@lesliefontaine.com. Again, there's a weekly meditation, my meditation Mondays. If you're interested in that, reach out to me and I'll send you all the information for that. I have so much going on, I can't update my website fast enough, and that's okay. I'm not worried about it, and people have been able to find everything that I'm doing. So I'm here to support you. That's my energy in the world. I'm here to do battle and to do warfare in the energetic realm. And if you have some serious stuff going on, I'd like to be there for you. So I hope to see you in the Emerald Spiral show in March 26th.
You've been listening to the hit show Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.